Randy Crossan had, determined, angry, rage-filled eyes, in his last seconds, using his girlfriend as a shield as police fired more than 30 bullets in their direction. Bedlam had already erupted in the small bedroom as Const. Brent Watke followed his fellow emergency response team members in. Crossan, 48, had a gun to Nona McEwen's chest, she screamed, and the bullets flew. Watke didn't fire his, for fear of hitting the other ERT officers before him. The hostage was brought to the kitchen, he said, for medical help. Watke did a wet check on Const. Darcy Rowe to make sure he wasn't hit. It was very crowded. They were in super, super tight, he said. I couldn't see the paint on the wall, that's how close they were. I couldn't say how many rounds came from who. At the 4-minute mark into Crossan's 5-minute warning, the 6 ERT officers were authorized to go in. We believed that the suspect was going to imminently kill the hostage, he said. My role was to simply save the hostage any way possible. Watke had been with ERT for 4 months at the time. Rowe, the second officer to enter the room, fired his gun. He too recalled the terrifying scene, testifying Friday, April 19, during a coroner's inquest into the deaths of Crossan and McEwen, 45, both killed by police during the March 29, 2019 hostage taking in the Wally house she rented. Coroner Margaret Janssen is presiding over the inquest in Burnaby, at Coroner's Court. It's expected to run for 2 weeks, with a jury of 4 women and a man hearing testimony. Urgency and stress were clear in Rowe's voice as he recounted the horror. Smoke and debris hung in the air from the strip charge police used to blast the bedroom door open. A stream of light shone through the window onto the bed. Crossan was seated up in the darkness at the corner of the bed, with McEwen on top of him, and he was holding her around her neck. I could see the movements of Miss McEwen's hair, Rowe said. I knew that I had to get closer. Read also, police officers recount final minutes of fatal hostage taking in Surrey. Read also, lethal force the only option in Surrey hostage taking, inquest hears. Crossan pointed his gun at Rowe's partners. I see his eyes and he has determined, angry, rage-filled, eyes as he starts pointing out towards my partners. I know now that there's a bunch of debris in the doorway which has started to tangle in my feet. I'm trying to now get to that contact shot as I've seen this change. I now realize that I can't get to that, but I have to do something in order to stop this threat. I believe that Miss McEwen's on top of him, as the shield, I take this as a chance to twist and shoot under and hit him in such a way that it will change his behavior. As I fire, I'm starting to go down from all the debris I've been caught up in, the weight of my vest and helmet take me down, and in that instant there's a moment of fabric and everything which becomes in my view which hadn't been, and I can't understand what happened. At that point I come to rest on the corner of the bed. Multiple rounds are going off. I'm stuck on that corner of the bed, laying partially down against it. The firing stops but, the yelling and screaming and everything continues, I'm grabbed, people believe I'm shot. Rowe got pulled out of the room, taken out of the house through the front and to a vehicle. I don't see what has happened and transpired within the room, I don't know the status of Miss McEwen, Mr. Crossan or my teammates at that point. Rowe said he fired 2 rounds. Asked how many gunshots he heard, Rowe told the inquest, dozens, there was probably more than 30 rounds fired, from different firearms. A Surrey-based police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, in 2020 found the ERT blameless in the shooting deaths. The standoff saw roughly 24 police vehicles, as well as an armored vehicle, descend on the home in a cul-de-sac near 132A Street and 100A Avenue. Read also. In the line of fire. Armored vehicle driver testifies at inquest. Read also. The hardest call I ever did, ERT commander testifies at inquest. Read also. Man shot by police, terrorized, girlfriend's neighbor, inquest hears. Read also. They brought a tank, that's pretty scary, coroner's inquest told. Both officers were asked if the phenomenon of sympathetic fire occurred, when officers shoot because others are. No, absolutely not, Watke told the jury. Rowe said he couldn't speak to what the other officers did. I know what I saw and what I reacted to. I don't know what their risk assessment was at that point or what they saw, so I can't speak to that, no? The inquest continues.